going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
This morning, we're sharing the story of the Crossroads Foundation in Pittsburgh. Crossroads helps promising young people get a quality Catholic high school education so that students are prepared to excel in college and also in life. The Crossroads Foundation began back in 1988. That's the year I graduated from high school, with just 11 students, and now has 580 alumni, many of whom have gone on to become attorneys, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and teachers. 140 scholars are now enrolled in 6 Catholic high schools in the Diocese of Pittsburgh this coming fall. And acceptance into the program is based on family income, a student's potential, and also obstacles that might interfere with the student's academic pursuits. Significant risk factors include poverty, neighborhoods with poorly performing public schools, and personal circumstances. And my guests this morning are Esther Mellinger-Steef, who is the Executive Director of Crossroads Foundation, and Sanaya Langford, a Crossroads Scholar and Rising Senior at Oakland Catholic High School. Esther and Sanaya, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father Burke.
And welcome back, Esther. I know you were on the show last year, and it's great to have you back into the studios here this morning. And Crossroads is very near and dear to my heart. When I was the pastor of Good Shepherd and Braddock many years ago, 2008 to 2012, we had many scholars from Good Shepherd School in the Crossroads program, plus going to the several awards dinners and seeing the wonderful results of the program, very near and dear to my heart. So glad to have you back into the KDK studios here this morning. How did you find elementary students with potential who can benefit from the Catholic high school education, and how do you work with them? How do you find your students, and how do you work with them? Would be my first question.
So as you alluded to, our traditional partners are the Catholic elementary schools here in the city of Pittsburgh, and those that are what we call near-in suburbs, but that would be the first ring of suburbs around the city. And the principals and the teachers there help us to identify students. In recent years, we've branched out more, and we found that our parent networks are really powerful. And so parents talk to one another, and they say, my son got to do this wonderful program. So we've had a lot of parents who just call us and find us that way, and then through other organizations that work with middle school students who we can partner with and help us to identify these young people.
So your scholars, and that's the students, mm-hmm. and I love that term. So the scholars and their families are basically your best advertisement, so to speak, for the program, because it's word of mouth. If they're really benefiting, the sons and daughters right. are benefiting it. The parents do talk, and right. I'm sure the students do too.
Right. So. And our scholars make my job really easy. and we're fortunate we have someone here today who will, mm-hmm. yeah. You'll soon hear, but tremendous young people who, when given the opportunity to access a quality education and to explore careers and to experience college and vision themselves as a college student, they go on to do amazing things.
Wow. Now, Sanaya, you attended Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy in Wilkinsburg, which is yes. part of my grouping as the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End, and I live in at the Wilkinsburg campus, so I know Sister Thea Bowman very well. How did you hear about the Crossroads Foundation?
Well, Crossroads came through a recruiting with the principal, so we like came in a room, we all sat down together, and then Crossroads came in. I think it was probably Sister Sandy, mm-hmm. and she like introduced herself to us and the program and everything, and then we like probably played a game, and then she gave us flyers about the program and when the deadline was to apply for it and everything that you needed to apply.
So when you heard about it at Sister Thea Bowman, you said, hey, this sounds like a great program for me.
Yeah, and then I brought it home to my parents, and they were like, yeah, you're definitely applying for it. So.
And you were awarded the scholarship, and now you're going to be a senior at Oakland Catholic. You start school in just a few weeks, right? It's
yes.
already August 4th right now, so just a couple more weeks. You're going to be the head honcho on campus, huh? That's great. And Oakland Catholic is a great, great school. So, and how have the years gone for you so far?
The years have gone really good at Oakland Catholic, especially with the help of Crossroads, because Oakland Catholic has very rigorous academics, and I always need a lot of help, and the free tutoring has really helped with that.
Mm-hmm. So the program has really helped you make that transition from elementary school into high school?
Yes.
It helped you with that? And rising seniors can participate in a paid internship program, which is valuable experience for high school students. Tell about your internship that you had this past summer.
Well, I internshiped with Newmark Knight Frank. They're a commercial real estate company downtown, and I spent, I'd say, like 6 weeks there, and I learned, like, from my supervisor all about commercial real estate, and I did, like, work with them, like, on the computer, filing, looking up parcel numbers for different different properties that they own.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you learned a lot about real estate and property.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I see a career developing in maybe?
Well, it's not really what I wanted to go into. Mm-hmm. It was interesting, but I'm more interested in like medicine.
Medicine. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you like Spanish too,
yes.
right? Yeah. Well, that's good. No, Esther, as I mentioned earlier, Crossroads Foundation was established 30 years ago. Susie Gillespie, who had tutored students at Catholic grade schools in Pittsburgh when she was a teenager, she had a vision. Tell us a little bit about Susie's vision and her dream.
Right. Well, Mrs. G, as she was known
Mrs.
by
G.
all
yeah.
the scholars with whom she worked for 25 years, you know, she recognized that she had a really different set of opportunities than these young people that she had been tutoring. And so she believed very strongly in mm-hmm. the potential that is given by God to every single young person. And so she worked very hard. Her vision was that if these young people were given these opportunities, they would fulfill that potential. They would grow to be everything that God created them to be. And so, you know, her life's work really with Crossroads was providing those pathways for these young people.
Wow. So she tutored? So
she had
self-interest in the children?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And she did that when she was herself in high school.
Wow.
And then later, as an adult, you know, she went to the sisters at those elementary schools mm-hmm. and asked them how she could best support them. And the idea was really planted for Crossroads from Sister Elizabeth Ann saying, well, I don't need anything, but I have this young man here who has so much potential, but he's going to end up going to this high school where I'm really worried that he's not going to do well. Mm-hmm. If he could only go to Central Catholic. And so from that simple request came Crossroads.
So taking students who have the potential but just might not have the economic means to get a good quality Catholic education, might be in a failing school system, has some family challenges at home, to give them this wonderful opportunity is just amazing.
Right.
And Sister Sandy has been there right from the beginning too, right?
29 of the 30
years. She's still
years.
Kicking,
yes,
right?
Yes, she is. All 70 years old.
That is great. Still going. So starting out with 11 students and now 580 alumni.
Alumni,
what a successful story. That is fantastic. Now, let's talk a little bit about the summer workshops and college experiences, since we're now winding down the summer season. What type of workshops and college experiences does Crossroads offer?
So we keep our scholars very busy. We just had an event in celebration of our 30th anniversary, and one of our alumni said, well, instead of getting to binge on Netflix, I had to do all of these Crossroads programs. But she sees the benefit of that. She is between her first and second year at CMU on a full scholarship, so it paid off for her. But we have lots and lots of programs to expose our young people to college, to careers, as Sanaya talked about, the internship program, and also to bolster their academics. All of our programs are scaffolded. They're all developed for particular age groups. So, you know, freshmen will do one thing, sophomores will do another,
so
juniors,
each,
seniors.
So each level has their workings.
Right, and it builds upon last year's, so that by the time they're where Sanaya is, they can go in to a workplace and actually like practice professional networking skills, business skills that oftentimes college students don't even get to do.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that's just a result of all the other things that Sanaya's been through. So she did a SPICE program, which is a pre-college program, where she got to explore some of her career interest. You know, she got to go to St. Vincent College and live on campus and see herself as a college student.
Go Bearcats. You know? Yeah.
So those summer experiences really enrich what happens in the schools during the academic year.
So really, these scholars really are going to school and working pretty much full time. I mean, this is a vested interest. You have summer vacation. The school might not be in session, but you're working, right, Sanaya?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
When do you have time to sleep? Wow. But that's good, though. That keeps the momentum going.
Right.
Obviously, there is high expectations when the parents and the chosen candidates are vested interest. They know coming into this that there's some work here. This isn't just a free ride and easy straight. There has to be a commitment. But they learn and they grow.
Right. Yeah. And we say when we accept people into our program that this is a four-year commitment that we're making to you, and we're going to open up these access to this education and all of these opportunities, but in return, we're asking for a commitment from you. Like, we know it's not going to be easy, and we know your friends are going to be out doing things that maybe you don't get to do, but in exchange, we're going to give you a path into college and into career success.
What a wonderful opportunity. And so, Sanaya, you've been really busy over the summer, too.
Yes. You know,
with the internship plus the camps and seminars and things like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the internship, like 3 days a week, it's just going downtown and working and then coming back. And, like, mostly, like, my summer is just doing the internship and, of course, there's those times my friends like want to hang out during the week, but I gotta go.
Goes quick. Time goes quick. Oh, that is great. Speaking of time, we'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles Lwanga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And this morning we are featuring my next door neighbors, the Crossroads Foundation, which is located in North Point Breeze. And my guests this morning are Esther Mellinger-Steef. She is the executive director of Crossroads. And Sanaya Langford, who is a graduate of Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy in Wilkinsburg, and she's now going to be an incoming senior at Oakland Catholic this coming fall. So during our break, Sanaya, you and I were talking about St. Vincent College, and I went to St. Vincent Seminary, and Father Paul Taylor is now going to be the new incoming president of St. Vincent College this coming fall. So congratulations to Father Paul, and I know him very well. Can you tell our listeners this morning what your experience was at St. Vincent College two summers ago when you went there for your summer internship?
Well, I had a really great experience at St. Vincent. I learned the life of a college student, and I also got to have a lot of fun. We took college classes. It was English and public speaking, and that was like hard public speaking in front of everyone. But it got the experience of like when I go to when I continue on in high school and the rest of life, I'm gonna have to speak in public. And then we got to do a lot of fun stuff. We went to Falling Waters, and we also got to race go karts with
Ooh,
our counselors.
Fun. Yeah,
what every college student does.
Yeah. So you learned public speaking, and now you're on KDK Radio this morning. So 50,000 watts and half across of America's listening. So that's great. So that really prepared you for that. Was this like a week? How long were you there?
Yes, it was like a week. Yeah.
And you stayed in the dorm. So it was like you're on college.
Yeah.
You're in college. But what a fantastic experience. So you had a couple college classes, if you will, but you also had some fun time too. So it wasn't all just work.
Right.
You got to ride go-karts.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. And St. Vincent's is a very beautiful campus. I remember when I was a seminarian there, and the Steelers, of course, summer camp, and they take over the whole campus before the seminarians and the college students come back, and just a great, great campus there. And Esther, do you want to elaborate a little bit about Crossroads and the college experience and how it helps the scholars prepare for college?
So the majority of our scholars will be the first in their family, the first generation in their family, to earn a degree. And so for a lot of them, that experience of living on campus, taking a course, eating in the college cafeteria, it helps them to go, oh, I can do this. This works for me. And so then it becomes tangible instead of this dream that's out there that might not be achievable because no one I know has achieved it. So we start there, and then we do a lot of work around what it actually takes to get into college so that our scholars are prepared not only to be accepted to school, but to finish in five years, and to not carry a lot of debt. And so these are all issues that everyone is dealing with, but our scholars and families in particular are concerned about how do we afford college. And so, you know, we're preparing these young people through workshops. We have mentors who will coach them through the college process. They take an intensive SAT prep course that prepares them for the SAT and helps them feel confident going into that. And then their senior year, you know, as Sanaya gets ready this summer, we have a kickoff at Duquesne University coming right up, and then they will have a counselor that really is working with them to make sure their applications are in, that they are making good choices, that they have good fit schools that they're applying to the whole way through till they get their financial aid packages. And we're helping them and their families understand what this means and make a smart decision.
What a great experience. And so the parents, the families, have that college experience too, because
Absolutely.
This is probably all new to them.
Absolutely.
And you're helping the student, but you're also helping the parents too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, they're key to the process.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone has a vested interest. Now we talked about the seniors going into college. Let's talk about now the incoming ninth graders, Esther. It makes to make a smooth transition to high school, going from elementary school to high school. How do you help with that? Because that could be kind of scary going from Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy to Oakland Catholic.
Right? A small school to a large school.
Right.
A school where you know everyone and you're comfortable and everyone's kind of like you, to a school where there's lots of different kinds of people. This year we have, you know, 38 freshmen.
38 incoming freshmen.
They come
freshmen.
From
wow.
over 25 different elementary schools.
Fantastic.
So those of you who are in education know that that means there's 25 different levels of preparation for this transition into high school. And so our scholars, they spent 4 weeks this summer in
so they
summer
were working
school.
Too.
Now,
yeah,
we don't call school. It summer school. We call it enrichment. But it really is English and math fundamentals to make sure everybody's prepared. They can go in. They're taught by teachers from the Catholic high school. So these teachers know what the curriculum is that these students are going to face. And so they prepare them. And then we also introduce them to Crossroads. And they spend time getting to know Crossroads, getting to know the upperclassmen at their school, because that really helps them. So Sanaya is part of LEAD, which is our junior and senior leadership group. And so the lead scholars will come in and they will talk with the freshmen and say, hey, this is, you know, these are the things you need to know about Oakland, or these are the things you need to know about Central or Seton. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are the teachers that are going to be, you're really going to like, these are the teachers that are going to be really hard, but if you work hard, they're going to really teach you. That helps an incoming ninth grader feel more confident and more prepared to take on their first year of high school.
Wow. And Sanaya, what has your experience been at Oakland Catholic, your favorite subjects and making friends?
My experience has been really well. Like, my favorite subjects are history and Spanish, and those are two of the hardest classes that I had last year. But I really like the teachers, and like Esther said, the teachers know the curriculum, so I knew what it was going in. And Crossroads definitely helped me with preparing me for that. And then, socially wise, at Oakland Catholic, most of my friends are from Crossroads. So I met some of my best friends in the summer going to freshman year in Crossroads. And it was, like, nice going in, and I knew I had, like, Crossroads to go to. Yeah.
So those friendships formed when you were coming into high school, and now you're outgoing with but you still have your friends to walk that journey with you. So, and I'm sure you've all grown with that.
Yeah.
And what are some of your career goals? What do you want to major in college?
In college, I want to major in pre-medicine and minor in Spanish.
Wow, good for you. You could speak Spanish working in a hospital too, right? And Crossroads is really preparing that way for you, you know? And, what a great program for that, too. So if you're interested in learning more about the Crossroads Foundation, you can check them out on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And you can also look at crossroadsfoundation.org is their website, or you can give them a call at 412-661-9422. That's 412-661-9422, extension 202. Or you can check out their website, www.crossroadsfoundation.org. Wonderful, wonderful information this morning. Esther Mellinger-Steef, the Executive Director at the Crossroads Foundation, and Sanaya Langford, who is an incoming senior at Oakland Catholic. Thanks for being with us here this morning. We really learned a lot of information for you. And you're right down the street from me in the East End there. And you brought with me this morning some coffee mugs. I will be definitely be able to put that to good use. And you have a new brand, a new marketing logo. I love that. It's like a Crossroads logo. Yeah.
Yes. It was kind of a celebration of our 30 years. We unveiled a new logo, and it really is representing everything that we are. We have green because it's about growing and life and vitality.
Moving forward.
Right. Mm-hmm. The logo is a straight up arrow, and then there's two other arrows out to the side. So it forms a crossroads, but the center arrow, of course, is aspirational and progress and you know, raising up our scholars.
And where potential finds its path. I really
absolutely
like that. Thanks for the coffee mug, and
you're welcome.
Thanks for being here this morning, Esther and Sanaya. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring Revolutionary, Discover Your Passion and Purpose in Christ. This is going to be a young adult gathering held this evening, Sunday, August the 4th at 4 until 8:30 p.m. at St. Paul Seminary in Crafton. There are going to be wonderful speakers. Father Mike Ackerman will celebrate Mass. Father Adam Potter, Noah Pepmier, and Bridget Kennedy Risk will be speakers. There'll be talks, Mass, a vocations fair, adoration, and even a taco bar. There's no cost. That's held this evening, August the 4th from 4 until 8:30 p.m. St. Paul Seminary, located on Noblestown Road in Crafton. It's a young adult gathering. Discover your passion and purpose in Christ. There's going to be a wonderful evening this evening from 4 until 8:30. You have Mass, some talks, food trucks, and there'll be a vocation fair featuring various religious orders, ministries, and even Eucharistic adoration. All young men and women are welcome, and there's no cost. So that's this evening, 4 to 8:30 tonight, August the 4th, St. Paul Seminary, a young adult gathering, Revolutionary, Discover Your Passion and Purpose in Christ. We'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.